Jeremy Stanton, Ashes, Azria, Tosh and Amber.
There's a storm trying to get it wood.
Again, this week's Haftarah, the Haftarah of Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, comes from toward the end of the book of Sefer Yecheskel. The last few prokim in Sefer Yecheskel are talking about the Bais Shlishi, the third Beis Hamikdash at Miratz Hashem, to be built for Korav Mamash, which Mashiach will be here, and the Miluim, the period of Miluim which they had in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, as well as in the Beis Hamikdash with Shlomo HaMelech, the Beis Hamikdash with Ezra, will be the Miluim as well for the coming Beis Hamikdash Be'eretz Be'ezras Hashem to start. Different opinions, but the main idea being that the Miluim will be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Be'ezras Hashem, this Shabbos. So when Moshiach comes, we'll have a whole period of Miluim at the beginning of the time of the beginning of the Bais Shlishi, the third Beis Hamikdash. The difference is that the Miluim will take 6.5 months. We'll start from the beginning of Nisan, and we'll go right through the summer, up to and including the whole of Sukkot. And by the end, the Hashanah Rabbah, that will be the last day of the Miluim for the Bais Shlishi. Right through the whole summer, including Pesach, including Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres will be the first day of the Korbanos of the Beis Hamikdash without any extra Miluim Korbanos. And this is what Yecheskel HaNovi is telling us about in the course of the Haftarah this week. So we talk about Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, this month that we're coming on to, the month of Rosh Chodesh of the Nisan, Miratz Hashem. To start with, to give some idea, one needs to know the 48th parak, the last parak of Sefer Yecheskel, about which we don't have a Haftarah, unfortunately. Beautiful. The last parak of Sefer Yecheskel tells us how Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided up among the Shvatim after Moshiach has come. We're not going to be the same way as it was under Yehoshua. As you know, every Shevet was given land in Eretz Yisrael according to how many people in the Shevet. So Yehuda was the whole tribe Yehuda together in a certain area. Everybody had an area. When the Bais Shlishi is built, where the Sefer Yecheskel tells us that the Shevotim will be in strips going across Eretz Yisrael from west to east. The west of Eretz Yisrael is very clear. We know that Eretz Yisrael starts at the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean, and the east of Eretz Yisrael will be the Yarden and the Yam HaMelach, not across the Yarden. So in other words, the area of Eber HaYarden, where Shei Ruvain, God, and Chatzi Menashe took, will not be Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael will go up to and not beyond the Yarden and the Yam HaMelach. Every Shevet, the whole area of Eretz Yisrael, will be divided into 13 strips going right across the land. The width, as we said, goes from one end to the other. That how wide the strip is we're told will be 25,000 units. A unit is either 6 or 5 ammas. Machlokas the Rishonim, whether a unit, it's called in English a rod, whether it's 6 ammas or it's 5 ammas wide. But we've got 25,000 of those to make one, the width of one strip. And we've got 13 strips altogether. 7 strips in the north, 5 in the south, and 1 in the middle. The one in the middle is the one we're going to be talking about. But in the north, we have, starting from the top and going downwards, we have Dan, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Ephraim, Reuven, and Yehuda. So in other words, of the 7 strips of the north, Yehuda is the most southerly. In the south, we have going down Binyamin, then Shimon, and then you've got after that Yisachar, Zevulun, and finally right at the bottom is going to be God. Most southerly one is going to be God, and as I said, each one starts from the Yamagodo and goes up to the Yarden and the Yam HaMelach, not beyond. So, and each one's got an equal area. So if we've got more people in the Shevet, they'll get less land each. Now what about the one in the middle? The one in the middle we're going to call the Terumo. It's called HaTerumo HaZos. And that's what the Pesukim in this week's Haftorah start talking about. The Terumo is given, the whole of Klal Yisrael, so to speak, get together to arrange the one right in the middle. Now, the one in the middle will contain the Beis HaMikdash, will contain Ho'ir. Ho'ir. Ho'ir means the city. If I tell you that in the last parak of Yechezkel, the word Yerushalayim is not mentioned. The last 2 words of Sefer Yechezkel and the name of Ho'ir from that day onwards, the name of Ho'ir is Adonai Shomo. That is what the Pasuk says. That is what the name of Ho'ir will be. Some of us say it will be Yerushalayim as well. But the Pasuk says clearly that that's going to be the name of Ho'ir. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and that's the name we will call it. Now, take this city in the middle. Let's try and explain. This strip in the middle, who will it belong to? Well, the whole strip officially will belong to the Nossi. That's the word used. Mephoshim say that the Nossi is identical with Melech HaMoshiach. But you will not see the word Melech, and you will not see the word Moshiach there. In fact, there is an opinion that Hanossi is actually the Kohen Gadol. But the other Mephoshim say that Hanossi is the Melech. It's interesting why he's called the Nossi. Melech would seem to be higher up than a Nossi. But nevertheless, that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk uses the word Nossi consistently. The leader of Klal Yisrael, the political leader of Klal Yisrael, will be called the Nossi. He will own the entire central strip, going right across. There's 7 in the north, 5 in the south, and the Nossi will have the one going right across. Inside the area of the Nossi will be an area, as we said, the width, each strip, the depth of the strip from one to the other is 25,000 units. 25,000, now we make a square. 25,000 across, 25,000 down. 25,000 by 25,000, and that area will be divided into 3. There'll be a strip of 25,000 by 10,000, another one by 10,000, and one by 5,000. The top one will contain the Beis HaMikdash. The 25,000 by 10,000 will contain the Beis HaMikdash, and the rest of the area there will be for the Kohanim to live. The second one, 25,000 by 10,000, will be for the Levim. And finally, the 25,000 by 5,000 will be Ho'ir. Right? As I said, it's not called Yerushalayim. It's called Ho'ir, the city. Who will live in the city? Hard luck if you've already bought a flat around there. The Ho'ir, the people who will work for Ho'ir, will live in Ho'ir. Everybody, Emirat Hashem, will be told which Shevet we belong to. Geirim will choose where they want to belong. A Geir can, any Geir Tzedek, or descendants of a Geir Tzedek over the last few thousand years, will have the choice of where they want to stay, which Shevet they want to live among. But otherwise, the area for Ir is the people who work for Ir, and that's where they're going to live, in Ir itself. But otherwise, we will all have houses and property in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shevet from which we belong. Most of us are from Yehuda or Binyamin. Most of us, the Kohanim and the Levim, I just said, will live in that central area of the whole strip belonging to the Nossi. So if you're a Kohen, you'll live in the area around the Beis HaMikdosh. If you're a Levi, the one just below the Beis HaMikdosh. And if you're Zocher to be working for Ha'ir, you will live in Ha'ir. Right? That this whole area of 25,000 by 25,000, we say this is called Haturuma. Because we have all got the responsibility to set it up and designate it for the holy purposes of Klal Yisrael.
And we don't have a Jewish father, including Gabriel.
Presumably, because it doesn't come, because he does not come from a Klal Yisrael on his father's side. The rest of us do. But anybody who doesn't will be like a Geir. Alright? So, that is how Eretz Yisrael will be divided. So now, the Psukim starts, the Haftorah starts in Perek Memhei, Posuk Tes Zayin. So the Psukim tell us about the time in the first month, not month, month, first year basically, of what's going to be happening after the Beis HaMikdosh has been dedicated. In other words, this will carry on. It's a system which will go on without end. But we have the first period of time will be the Miluim, and in addition to the normal Korbanos will start off from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Yemirat Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, please God, this Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the normal Korbanos, will start off. How will the money be collected? I don't know. It is possible from the Psukim that the Nossi will personally finance the Korbanos to be brought until the Machzis HaShekel has been collected. I'm merely suggesting this, because when the Psukim says the Nossi will provide certain Korbanos, and the Nossi, according to most of the Poshim, is Moshiach. The Nossi is not the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the Korbanos will be arranged as from Mirtz Hashem Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Psukim starts off, Kol Ha'am Ha'aretz, all the people of the land, Heyuyu El Hatruma Hazos Nosi B'Yisrael, they and the Nosi will be responsible for arranging this area of 25,000 by 25,000, the Teruma. In other words, this is the most important area of the whole of Eretz Yisrael, is the Teruma with the Beis HaMikdosh in it, with Ha'er, with the Kohanim, the Levim. This is the main area, and therefore is known as the Teruma of Eretz Yisrael. Next Pasuk goes on to say, and Anasi, he will have the responsibility for providing all the Korbanos that need to be brought. He will do that. He has, and it says, he will bring these, Yehoyas, Esachatos, the Mincha, the Ola, the Shlomim, Lechaper, Ba'ad Beis Yisrael, which is very strange. Lechaper is to atone. And it says he will do it. Because it says he will do it, Rashi starts off by saying that the Nossi means the Kohen Gadol. Right? But then Rashi brings a second opinion that says the Nossi doesn't mean the Kohen Gadol. There'll be a Kohen Gadol, but the Nossi will be the Moshiach, will be the prince, the person in charge of the king of the land. And therefore, he won't personally bring those korbanos because he can't. How can he bring? He's not a Kohen. Nevertheless, he will be responsible for providing the korbanos that will be used to start off the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Yudches tells us about the Lemilum. Ka'omar Hashem, Shem says the Borishon Be'echod Lachodesh. Borishon on the first month, Be'echod Lachodesh on the first of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You bring a par ben Bokor Tomim, v'chiteso es HaMikdash. They bring a par, a bull, and this young bull is going to be brought for a chatos for the Mikdash, to purify. The Chitesa is a purification for the whole of the Beis HaMikdosh itself. It doesn't mean it was Tomei. Maybe it means that Klal Yisrael have become Tomei over all the years in Golos. And we need to start off by making the Beis HaMikdosh pure. How is that going to be done? So the Pasuk goes on to tell us the Kohen. It goes on to Kohen rather than Nossi. The Kohen will take the blood of the Chatos and he'll put it on different places. Mezuzas Habayis. Well, as you know, the Habayis is the Heichol. You know, the covered over section of the Beis HaMikdosh. Let us try thinking. We've got this direction in which we are facing. That way is Mizrach, correct? Right, so we're going Mizrach. We've got to think the other way. We've got to start thinking westwards. Brianna, we're here, we think in the east. Everything goes towards the Mizrach. Let's look west. So the west is the direction that gets holier as you go in. You've got in the middle of the Beis HaMikdosh, you have the building. The Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodoshim and the Ulam. It's like a T-shape. If you can imagine a building down there and a T-shape in front, and that's the Ulam. So you've got to go in, that's the part which is covered over with a roof on. Everywhere else at the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mizbeach is in front of that. Before you get to the Heichal, you have the big Mizbeach, and then the ramp is on the south side, over there. That's the south, so therefore there's the ramp. And then you've got at the front of it, the Azora. The Azora goes right the way round. There is no door out of the Azora on the west. And this comes in very important, because we're going to see from the Pesukim later, that when they came in, most of the people who came into the Beis HaMikdosh would come in on the north side and go out on the south, or they would come in on the south and go out on the north. That was the quick way and the general way that most of the people would go across that way. So in other words, they're coming into the Azora. The main gate, the main sha'ar, was the east one. The Shanikanos in the east. That was not used for all the people in general. When people generally went to the Beis HaMikdosh, the north to south or south to north. The main sha'ar was only open on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. When the Nossi came along, out of respect for him, they'd open the main sha'ar just for him. But otherwise it was kept closed. So, the blood of the poor that's brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be put on the door of the Heichal, up the Mizbeach, and put on each of the four corners at the top, literally, the Gav HaMizbeach. How exactly, but presumably, literally on the corner, the four corners of the Mizbeach, the blood is put. And then the Pasuk says, go out to El Mezuzas HaShar, Chotzer HaPnimis, is the Shar Nikanor, the gate at the eastern side, where the main gate. As I said, you see the Shar Nikanor, that is the biggest gate, it's the main one, and it's put on the mezuzah, the doorpost of that. Whether it's one doorpost or two, different opinions, but the blood is put onto there. So it's put on the Heichal, it's put on the Mizbeach itself, and on the big Shar in the front. That's where the blood is going to be put. And then they do that for 7 days. It says, Shiva v'chodesh doesn't mean the seventh of the month, it means for 7 days in the month. And that means because of mistaken people and simple-minded people who have gone into the Beis HaMikdosh when they should not have gone in. The general din, you can't just walk into the Beis HaMikdosh. It's not a tourist attraction. It's not a museum. You pay your money and go in. You can only go into the Beis HaMikdosh when there is a reason to go into the Beis HaMikdosh, such as to bring a korban. So when you have to bring a korban, you go into the Beis HaMikdosh. You have to be ready. Just simply to walk into the Beis HaMikdosh without any reason, I want to see what's going on, I want to watch, can't be done. So therefore, people who come at the wrong time, so therefore there needs to be a korban to bring a kaporo for such people. Pardon? Even if you're Torah, if you're not Torah tonight, it's a Koporos. But here we're talking about a person going in without reason to go into it. Right. The Pasuk Chof Aleph. In Chof Aleph, it talks about Korban Pesach. As I said, the period of Miluim is 6.5 months, altogether, and this is all in addition to the regular korbanos. So it tells us that on the 14th of Nisan there will be a korban Pesach, and then it says Chag Shavuos Yomim Matzos Ye'ochel, a festival of Shavuos Yomim. Strange word, Shavuos Yomim. Shavuos means weeks. So one pshat is that simply it refers to 1 week. A festival of 7 days on which the matzahs are going to be eaten. But others say that Shavuos Yomim is that Pesach is the Yom Tov that begins 7 weeks leading up to what we call Shavuos. So this is why the Pesach is the beginning of the 7 weeks till Matan Torah. That's another pshat in the Pasuk. So it says, V'osa Anossi, the Nossi will bring Korbanos at that time. For himself, another parakatos. So in other words, apart from the normal korbanos, these are all extra korbanos being referred to that are brought by the Nossi. In other words, he'll finance the korbanos and they'll be brought in the Beis HaMikdash throughout this time. So it tells you what's brought on Pesach, and it carries on to tell you that for the seven days of Yom Tov, the 7 days of Pesach, there'll be different korbanos, one by one. Each one will be brought at the right time. Right. There's a Mishnah and Gemara in Shabbos, in the first parak of Shabbos, which talks about that Bikshu Chachom, the Chachomim wanted to hide Sefer Yechezkel, because certain things in Sefer Yechezkel seem to contradict the Torah. And they wanted to hide it because they didn't know how to explain it. A man called Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gurion came, literally, he went up into his attic, invited certain Talmidim to come with him, and he gave droshes explaining everything on Sefer Yechezkel that was shver. Every single thing was explained. Unfortunately, this wasn't written down, but all that happened was that from his droshes, the Rabbonim felt that there's nothing in Yechezkel that can't be explained, and there's nothing to worry about. So that's why they kept the Sefer. Although nobody didn't die, the Yechezkel HaNavi was a great Navi, but a lot of things were difficult to understand. So these psukim here, the things that do not seem to fit in with normal korbanos are the miluim korbanos that were brought, as I said, for 6.5 months. And each time it tells you what is to be brought. So these are the ones that are brought on Pesach. So then psukim tell us about the Mposach Chof Dalez, Mincha, about how much flour was brought for the Mincha, how much oil was brought, how much wine was brought. Everything had to be. And we're told as well that sometimes the way they separated it, if they take the flour, normally there's a method of sifting it out till you get the finest flour. So the method of sifting was often different. But they sifted it more times in order to get better flour out, in order that flour should be used for the korbanos. Then the pasuk finishes off in this parak, in parak Memhei, saying Bashavi. It talks about the 7th month. It goes right, without having mentioned the rest of the summer, it tells you korbanos were brought during the summer, but then we go on to Sukkah straight away for the 7 days, exactly the same as were brought on Pesach, the Meluim korbanos brought when Moshiach comes straight away on Pesach, were also brought on the 7 days of Sukkot. And by the time Shemini Atzeres came, the Meluim was finished, and the normal korbanos carry on Midah Oraisa from then onwards. We do not know Blian Hora of any time it is going to stop, and that is up to various different sources in Kabbalah, how many korbanos will stay, which ones will change, which ones won't change. But as far as we're concerned, the Rambam paskens without the slightest doubt that when Moshiach comes, all the korbanos will continue exactly as they were. There won't be any difference. Right? Yes, we know Midrashim, but how these Midrashim will be interpreted, all korbanos will not need to be brought except korban todah. I can't explain the Midrashim, but the halacha is that the korbanos we brought, as they had been brought beforehand, they will continue to be brought from then onwards. Adonam void. Then, the Perek Mem Vov, it continues. Tells us that the main gate, the Shaar Nikanah, the main one I told you at the, right at the front in the east, the beginning of the Azorah, this big gateway, is to be kept closed. It's to stay closed and not be allowed to be opened except very special occasions, that particular gate. People will not come in via the gate, they'll come in at the side and go out at the side. In general, you don't go out of the Beis HaMikdosh through the same door in which you come in. You go in through one and out through the other. That's a general rule. So this main Sha'ar, the Sha'ar Nikanor, will be closed 6 days a week. It'll be open on Shabbos, and it'll be open on Rosh Chodesh. The Pesach doesn't mention Yom Tov, but it seems to be accepted that on Yom Tov, when everybody has to come in, then literally the Azor is full of people and the main shower will be open according to that. So, when the Nossi comes along Pesach base, the Nossi comes and he stands there and he waits, they open it for him, and then he brings his korbonos, and then he does his shachavoya, he goes back to the gate, he stretches himself, prostrates himself towards the Mikdosh, and then he gets up and he goes. In general, when anybody came to the Beis HaMikdosh before leaving, the same way as we walk backwards, you bow out of respect, so a person would do an act of ishtachavoya, bowing down literally on the ground towards the Kodesh HaKodosh, and wherever he was, he faced that way, and then he got up and then he walked back. But you don't walk out with your back to the Heichal, you walk out literally Oseh Shalom, going backwards with your front to the Heichal. Then it says, Vehishtachu ha-ma'oretz. So the people of the land will also bow down. There's no difference. Wherever they go, whichever way, if they go out by the main gate on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, they bow down the same way as the Nossi does himself. And Pasuk Dalet tells us that the olah which the Nossi will bring, this is his own korban which he's giving. It says, B'yom ha-Shabbos. I think this is the only place in Tanakh where you have a phrase, B'yom ha-Shabbos, on the Shabbos day. Everybody knows what the Shabbos day means, but the Mepharshim say that this Yom HaShabbos is a separate Yom Tov. Doesn't tell you when the Yom Tov is, but it is not referring to the Shabbos, as we call Shabbos Bereishis. Yes, that is a standard name for the day we have from Friday night till Saturday evening, is Shabbos. Shabbos Bereishis. This Yom HaShabbos is not. It's the Nossi is bringing his private korbanos on that day, and Rashi says that it's not talking about that. It's a special Yom Tov that he brings 7 kavosim and 2 elim, 7 lambs and 2 rams. Apart from anything else, you have a din that you cannot bring a private korban on Shabbos. You want to bring a private korban, you've got 6 days a week to do it, Sunday to Friday, but you can't turn up at the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and say, can I bring this korban? Only korban tzibur can be brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov. No, anything which is a private korban can't be brought then. So when it says the Nossi will come on Yom HaShabbos, the Mepharshim say that this Yom HaShabbos is not Shabbos, it's something else, but unfortunately they don't tell us when it is. So when the Nossi comes on Yom HaShabbos, it doesn't mean Shabbos. It means some other time, which is a Yom Tov, Rashi says.
Shabbos means weeks as well, doesn't it?
But here it doesn't. It's Yom HaShabbos.
Yeah.
So the word is Yom HaShabbos. Right? Let us continue. So it tells you in the Pasuk Hey, it tells you what the extra things, the ephah that's brought, that's the amount of flour. It's far more than is normal. But the ephah, there's a certain amount of flour that is then reduced down to how many Yisroenim, Shlosh Yisroenim, Shnei Yisroenim, Yisroen Echad that's needed. And then it's got a pot in Pasuk Vav, which is Beyom HaChodesh. It tells you the korban and the Nossi has to bring. Again, when it says he has to bring, it doesn't mean he personally does the actual putting on the Mizbeach. He is not a Kohen. He's not allowed on the Mizbeach. But bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash is his responsibility. And this is going to be throughout the time of the 6.5 months of Miluim, that the Nossi will finance these korbanos and bring them along to the Beis HaMikdash, not only for himself, but on behalf of Klal Yisrael, who are all bringing these korbanos for the Miluim of the third Beis Shlishi, Mitz Hashem. Pasuk carries on in Pasuk Ches, Uvo HaNossi, when the Nossi comes along, he has Derech Ulam HaShah Yovo. He goes in the main way, as I said, through the front, unlike the side. So when he comes on his own to bring a korban as the Nossi, he stands there at the front, even though it's a weekday, and they will open the shower when they see him coming. He'll walk through the shower, and presumably it stays open, and when he goes back again, they will close the shower. The gate is not left open 6 days a week. Everybody else goes in through the side. So the Nossi will specially have the door open, specially for him, out of respect for him, and that's the way he will come in and bring the korbanos. Uadarko yetse, the way he goes in is the way he goes out, unlike everybody else. Everybody else, they go in on the north, go out on the south. In on the south, go out on the north. But the North Sea, when he comes as a North Sea, he'll come in on the east, bring what needs to be done, and go back by the main shower on the east. Possible test. When the people of Ohamoritz, when the people come with Bnei Hashem, but Moadim, and the Moadim, yes, there, as I told you, they go north to south and south to north. They're not allowed to go back the way they came. It's not regarded as, it's like using like a shortcut. You know, you go in through the north, I've done what I do, go straight back the same way. That's not the way you do it. When you go to the Beis Hamikdash, you go in, and then you go right through the Beis Hamikdash, across the Beis Hamikdash, and go out. So wherever you're trying to get back to, you're going to have to go all the way around the Beis Hamikdash. If you live on the north of the Beis Hamikdash, you're going to have to literally go all the way around it in order to come back again afterwards. On Yom Tov, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yud, V'hanossi v'socha mevo'om yovo. On Yom Tov, the Nossi is no different to the rest of the people. They go in on the north, he does as well. So it's only when he comes in on his own to bring Korbonus as the Nossi, they specially open the east gate for him, the big Shaar Nikano. But when he is coming as a normal Yid on Yom Tov, then there he goes by the north and south. That's the way he's going to go in. Exactly the same as everybody else. He's no different to the rest of the people, and he walks with the people on Yom Tov, which seems to disprove what I said before, that the main Shaar Nikano will not be open on Yom Tov. Because the Pasuk says that on Yom Tov people go north to south, or south to north, and the Nossi as well. So it's only open when he is coming in on his own. Then it says, Chagim of Moadim. Pasuk then comes to say, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, on Chagim and Moedim. Now you often find that Chag and Moed, what does the word mean? So the word Chag, the Mefarshim say here, that refers to Shavuos. And Moed is a fixed time, which is not necessarily a Yom Tov. Interestingly, the Mefarshim say that the Moedim refer to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They're not the same Yom Tovim of Simcha that Pesach Shavuos Pesach and Sukkot are. But Shavuos is a Moed, but Shavuos is referred to here as a Chag. It's like a personal celebration. It's only one day. We're all happy to receive the Torah. It's like a personal celebration. So it tells you when you say the word Chag and Moed, then it's two together. Chag and Moed refers to Pesach and Sukkot. That's referred to in the Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Chagim and the Moedim together. That there, in the summer, on Yom Tov, the Pasuk tells us that the Miluim offerings that were brought on Yom Tov, that were brought on Shavuos, only consisted of a mincha, did not consist of animals. The animals could be brought on other days, but not on Shavuos itself, and not on Rosh Hashanah, and not on Yom Kippur. So the Miluim, for all 6 days a week, Korbanos could be brought, but not then, and not on Yom Tov. Right, then we're told next pasuk, in pasuk Yud Beis, when the Nossi wants to bring a korban ola or a korban shlomim, and that seems to be his own personal korbanos. As we said, the pasuk repeats again that he comes in by the eastern gate. He goes in, and then when he goes out, they close the gate behind him. So it's only because out of cover to him, he's allowed in by the eastern gate and out by the eastern gate. He doesn't go the same way as everybody else. Right, the Radak says in Pasuk regarding Pasuk Yud Gimel, says Keves Ben Shanoso Tomim Tasa Olo Layom LaShem. There will be a Korban Tomid every day. This isn't the Miluim. This is the regular Korban Tomid, and it says Baboker Baboker Tasa Oso every morning. I haven't got an answer, but the Mefarshim say, who says on this? The Radak says that according to this, the afternoon Korban Tomid will be stopped. According to the Radak, the Pasuk says Baboker, Baboker, there'll be a Korban Tomid in the morning from then onwards, but not in the afternoon. I'm saying what they say, I'm not going to explain why. Pasuk Yud Dalet, there'll be a mincha, every morning there'll be a mincha containing a sixth of an ephah, and there'll be a third of a hin, loros es hasoles. And loros is an interesting word, to mix together the soles. So you've got to have the flour mixed with the oil. It always could be the right proportion. Otherwise it won't mix properly, so you need to have a certain amount of oil together with the flour. And this phrase, lo roos es hasoles, is a phrase that we say in the Slichas of Yom Kippur Koton. It's quoted from here. Lo roos es hasoles es amincha, to mix the two together. And this will be done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash for the third bais. Right, then the Pasuk tells us in Tesvov, says Ya'asu es ha-keves ves ha-mincha ves ha-shem ha-mabukeh ba-bukeh olas-tomid. It tells you the korban, this is the normal korban, all the normal korbanos. So apart from the afternoon korban tomid, all the normal korbanos will be brought throughout the miluim. So all we'll have is extra ones, and as I said, the extra ones will go on throughout the summer, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, we're told what's going to be brought, and then when it comes to it, by the time Shemini Atzeres comes, then the Miluim will be over, and the normal Korbonos will continue from then indefinitely. The Haftorah ends off with three Psukim at the end telling us about Moshiach. So, Ka'omar Hashem Elokim, Pasuk Tezayin, Ki Yitein Hanosi Matono Le'ish Mibonov. If the Nosi decides he wants to give a present to one of his children, nachaloso hi levonotia, then it goes to one of his children. Achuzo sob hi benachlo, and he remains there achuzo. What's this telling you? It's telling you that, unlike anybody else, we've got a rule of Yovel. If a person gives a present, whether he sells land to somebody in Eretz Yisrael, or he gives land to somebody, it's only till the Yovel year. When the Yovel year comes along, the land goes back. It doesn't matter, I want to give a present to somebody. If it's land, it goes back to the owner, or to the children of the owner, it'll go back when Yovel comes along. But if he gives to his son, normally the same din would apply. Gives to the son, it goes back to the father. When the father dies, automatically, it will be divided up among all the children. So it's telling you that when the Nosi gives to one of his sons, that gift stays with the son forever in that family. It will not be distributed among the brothers. And that tells you clearly, as the in the Loshon of the Radak there, it says, what's the trying to find the words? Nachaloso. No, I'm trying to find the words that I'm trying to show you here. I've seen it in English, I want to see it in Hebrew. No. On Tes Zayin. On Posat Tes Zayin. Ah, yes. Loshon of the Radak. Ki Yitein HaNosi, when the Nosi will give him, Yitein B'chayov, if in his lifetime he gives a matonah le'ish b'bonav to one of his sons, Oso matonah chayemes le'olam, that present to the son will stay there forever. And it will go, it'll stay with that son after the Nosi has died. We're talking about Melech HaMoshiach. Melech HaMoshiach is not promised that he's going to live forever. Tachias HaMesim will not have yet happened. So whoever the Moshiach will be the king in Eretz Yisrael. He'll have the same rules as everybody else. And life will continue as we have it at the moment. There will be a time of Tchias HaMesim. We have our Animamin. But if you know, the Animamin that talks about Tchias HaMesim is number 13. Bias HaMoshiach is number 12. Moshiach will come before Tchias HaMesim. So the Pasuk tells us that the Moshiach will have the same lifespan as anybody else. However long that's going to be, Be'ezras Hashem. But when he dies, then the rule, anything he's given to one son, will stay with that son, and that's the rule. It's going to stay that way. It won't be redistributed to the family. But the next pasuk says, if he gives a present to one of his servants, then it says, Adshnas Adarar, only till the Yovel year, the same rule, it goes back to the family of the Nosi. Even if the Nosi isn't alive, it goes back to the family, and then it's divided up among the children. So everybody else is another. One exception is just for the Nosi. That the Nosi will stay with the son he gives it to. It won't go back to be redistributed. And the last pasuk of the Vahatorah tells us, the whole point is, V'lo yikach ha-Nosi minachal ha-so'om. The Moshiach will be a fair king, unlike previous kings of Israel, who unfortunately weren't terribly honest. And they used to go and take things from the people, literally. And the people, a king could go to the anyone he likes and take off that person, whatever he wanted to take off, and the person couldn't get it back. So therefore, people who were living near the king would move. It makes sense to move away from where the king is living, so the king doesn't get an idea one day, hey, I like that thing, can I have it, please? So here you find the Nossi in Moshiach, the Moshiach, Erech HaMoshiach, will not take anything unfairly from the people, Leman Asher Leofutsu Ami, in order that nobody will run away, Ishmael or so from his area that he's been given. So Be'ezer Hashem, when Moshiach comes, Moshiach will be fair, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, it will be everything will run normally, all the wars will be finished, Ishmael Hashem, we'll have Shalom Al Yisrael Adolam Voy.